Hello, and welcome to our program, the AARP Bulletin, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I'm Liz Atamati, and during the next half hour, I will be reading from the March 2023 edition of the AARP Bulletin here on OWL Radio. This month's cover story, 3 years in, how the pandemic has changed our lives and how it hasn't, by David Hockman. As we enter year four of COVID-19, life in America is a tale of two pandemics. In noteworthy ways, the greatest health crisis of our time appears to be ending. Mask wearing has greatly dwindled. Restaurants are booming. Concert venues are again selling out as music makers return to the stage. And President Biden has announced that the federal emergency declarations will end on May 11th. And yet, with immunity waning and only 41% of older Americans protected with the updated booster, scary headlines have been rebounding. A contagious new strain of COVID has emerged. And while overall hospitalizations are down, Americans 70 and up are being admitted with COVID at a rate 4 times higher than that of the general population, with most fatalities among people over 64. Nothing is normal about this new normal, from healthcare to travel and family time. We've sorted out what's changing and what's not. Health and well-being. With wisdom and know-how, older Americans adapted and got through it, though alcohol use and fitness have proved serious challenges. Vaxes have been critical. A near universal share of older adults, an astounding 94% of those 65 and older, were fully vaccinated against COVID-19. That's a level health authorities hope to achieve for older adults getting the all-critical bivalent booster shot despite the lag. Quote, the hesitancy and partisanship around vaccines that more broadly affected the pandemic response has not shown up among older Americans, and that really paid off, end quote, says Dr. Ashish Jha, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator. Older Americans have fared better psychologically. It's true that the vast majority of the 1.1 million lives lost to the virus in the U.S. have been over 65. But even with that devastating toll, older people overall had the experience, the resources, and the resilience to ride out this storm better than middle age and younger generations, says Laura Karstensen, director of the Stanford Center on Longevity. Coming out of COVID, Americans ages 16 to 24, for instance, rated their physical and mental health as poor, much worse than those over 65 did. And older adults these past few years were the least likely to report psychological stress, headaches, and fatigue. Side note, nearly 1 in 5 adults over 50 reported a deterioration in the quality of sleep during COVID. Telehealth and urgent care have surged. Medicare telehealth visits in 2020 increased to 52.7 million from approximately 840,000 in 2019 and continue to number in the millions. When we do see a practitioner, it is often in a discreet corner of a pharmacy or a superstore, as companies like Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart pushed into urgent care, health screenings, and even minor wound and injury care. That's not going away. Amazon recently rolled out a new virtual medical clinic that treats common ailments like allergies, hair loss, and skin conditions. CVS spent $8 billion last fall on a network of doctors and clinicians who make house calls. Quote, their interest is to take over the home, end quote, according to Dr. Eric Topol, a professor of molecular medicine at Scripps Research in San Antonio, told the New York Times. However, fitness may suffer. After coronavirus shutdowns, online fitness increased, but 50% of gym members said they would not return to their gym. Nearly 1 in 5 adults over 50 reported a deterioration in the quality of sleep during COVID. Nearly 2 in 5 Americans 70 and up said they delayed medical services. I'm seeing patients who are 3 and 4 years behind on colonoscopies and mammograms, and that's led to delayed discoveries of and more advanced cancers, end quote, says Jeanette Garazio, a Denver internist. And nearly half of those 65 and older who contracted COVID said they are less able to engage in physical activities like walking and exercising. Then there's a troubling trendlet. While older Americans as a whole weathered the pandemic better psychologically than younger generations, there have been pockets of despair. Substance abuse among older adults has increased these past few years. We're not talking about the occasional gummy with cannabidiol, though CBD use is way up among older folks. The percent of alcohol-related deaths among Americans over 65 reached record highs in 2020. Death from opioids among those 65 plus also trended up, though in terms of sheer numbers of substance abusers, younger Americans still far outstrip their older counterparts. Older adults can be reluctant to receive treatment at facilities that are tailored to younger populations. As Garazio says, quote, I hope one lesson for older people coming out of COVID is to be more open to saying, I need help, unquote. Work and the economy. From the office to retail, life is now beamed onto screens, big and small, although the supply chain crisis has slowed the marketplace. Online shopping takes off but struggles to fulfill its promises. Months of quarantine recalibrated how Americans earn, shop, invest, and save. In a blink, cash was gone, and swiping or typing credit card details became the coin of the realm. That's fine if you're not managing age-related dexterity or cognitive issues. Among those who never bought online before 2020, 40% were doing so within a month. And for older Americans, it was everyday items we'd never depended on the internet for: toothpaste, tomato sauce, thumbtacks, lunch, and it all magically arrived via contactless delivery after we tracked it to our homes. Work has moved toward home. Going to work, not so much anymore. Before the pandemic, 95% of commercial real estate in U.S. cities was occupied. Now it's below 50% in what some call the office apocalypse. And 1/3 of business travel is likely gone forever, predicts Jeffrey Cole of USC's Center for the Digital Future. Zoom, quote, is a lot easier and cheaper than getting on a red eye to New Jersey, end quote, Cole notes. 41% of boomers say they'd prefer to continue teleworking after the pandemic, but there are some downsides to sales meetings at the kitchen table. The average after-hours work increased by 28%. These and other work changes were part of a remaking of the American labor force, as roughly half of all workers began looking for other jobs in what came to be called the Great Resignation. However, mass layoffs, particularly in tech, continue, and many Amazon Prime customers complain that next day or 2 day shipping now means 3, 4, or 5 day shipping. Big competitors like Walmart, Target, and Home Depot, and let's not even discuss home furnishings retailers, saw huge delivery snarls these past couple of years, pegged to everything from unprecedented congestion in ports and COVID lockdowns affecting Chinese exporters to American labor shortages. American supply chain fragility has impacted everything from how long it takes to get new appliances, to what foods are on grocery store shelves, to which medications are in critically short supply. Among these have been amoxicillin, Adderall, and Tamiflu. Family and community. The important relationships that really mattered went even deeper. Though for many of those age 50 plus, isolation and loneliness soared, and our children struggled. Family ties have improved. Among families with multiple generations under one roof, nearly 80% report having better relationships with family and kids, including with adult children, since the pandemic. In part, it was simply a matter of spending quality and quantity time together with those who matter most. A 2021 Pew Research Center study counted 59.7 million U.S. residents living in multi-generational homes. That's four times the number reported in 1971. Sidebar, 75% of adults 50 plus say it's important to strengthen connections with friends. Relationships stabilized, divorce decreased. For older adults, relationships did surprisingly well. Two-thirds of respondents in one survey reported that relationship quality stayed the same during the pandemic, with more than one in five reporting their relationship quality got better. A 2022 survey by Monmouth University found that 90% of adults 55 plus are extremely or very satisfied with their relationships, and three quarters said their happiness levels stayed the same. Predictions of a divorce uptick were unfounded, and in fact, the national rate actually dropped by 12% in 2020. Downsize. Say what? If you think all that housebound time made older people want to move or go smaller, think again. Recent data from an AARP survey shows that adults 50 and over overwhelmingly want to remain in their homes for the long term. Only about one-third of older people said they plan to relocate to another community. But aging in place will require some fixes, research shows. A third of AARP poll participants said they would need to modify their current residence so that they or loved ones could continue to live there if they had physical limitations. And desire and reality are not in sync. In 2022, boomers made up the largest share of U.S. home sellers at 42%. However, on the flip side, family bonding during COVID didn't mean as much to the nearly 26 million Americans 50 or older living alone, up from 15 million in 2000, including a growing number, about 1 in 6 Americans 55 and up, who do not have children. Quote, for older people living on their own, loneliness and isolation became a very real pandemic side effect, unquote, says Diane Tai from the Milken Institute. Then there are our kids and grandkids, Gen C, as in Generation COVID, children born around 2016 and after, who researchers say seem slower to develop. Babies born during the pandemic vocalize and interact verbally much less than their pre-COVID counterparts did, according to two studies. Some say it could be attributed to caregiver stress and lack of exposure to the outside world, while others blame it on increased screen time or mask wearing, since babies learn to speak by watching mouths move. And in 2021, the U.S. Surgeon General declared a mental health crisis among young people. Travel and leisure. Life's pleasures, food, flights, and entertainment returned, though staffing remains a huge issue. Sports, never gone, roared back. Quote, the pandemic bubble, end quote, in which players quarantined together, tested constantly, and played to near empty arenas, quote, saved sports and kept fans in their seats, albeit at home, end quote, says Abraham Madcore, publisher and executive editor of Sports Business Journal. With stadiums full again, we're seeing changes that will likely linger. Paperless ticketing, refreshments ordered through apps and screens, and a better overall home viewing experience. Movies and weddings are on the upswing. After countless nuptials got bumped in 2020 and 2021, the number of planned U.S. weddings in 2022 jumped to 2.5 million, up from 2.1 million in 2019. Hollywood is doing well too, with some big caveats. Theaters sold $7.46 billion worth of tickets in the United States in 2022, led by mega sequels such as Top Gun and some beautiful blue creatures in Avatar. Speaking of screen time, it's off the charts. The average time a U.S. adult spent looking at a screen each day increased 60 to 80% during the pandemic. That's everything from phones and video calls to the television shows and movies that we binge. One view is that we have the world at our fingertips, so why go anywhere or do anything? Travel has resumed. We are eating out again, visiting faraway friends, taking family trips. Activities that were unthinkable even during parts of last year, especially for older folks. After years of isolation, multi-generational travel is up 50%. Even cruise lines, the original petri dish of the coronavirus, are booking up again. And older travelers are going the extra mile. Nearly 40% of people 65 or older say they now prioritize traveling out of state, and more than half of those travelers prioritize trips to visit family or friends. At the same time, smaller cities are thriving. The pandemic provided a necessary reset button for many destinations, says Bert Sperling, founder of the website Best Places, who says the recent influx of new populations in towns across America means, quote, things are a lot more cosmopolitan in places like Billings and Missoula and Boise, end quote, than in 2019. Quote, you can get a great cappuccino where you couldn't get one before, end quote. However, movie going is still down 34% from the pre-pandemic year of 2019. The problem hasn't been only a fear of crowds, but a movie shortage, as many films, including most smaller independent films, went straight to streaming and productions in general were slowed by COVID. And although hotels and restaurants are busy again, widespread and continued staff shortages mean, quote, you might not see daily housekeeping or receive the attentive service you did before 2020, end quote, Frommer says. Ditto on reliable flights or counting on your luggage to arrive safely. Witness the Southwest Airlines debacle this past holiday season. Quote, travel insurance is suddenly becoming booming for cruises and vacation rentals, end quote, she says. Retirement plans. We are focusing hard on money, but cracks appear in the nest egg. Today, financing our post-work years is focus number one. Across four generations, 76% said their life priorities changed due to the pandemic, and 56% said they were prioritizing retirement savings. And regardless of political affiliation, Social Security is a unifier. Retirees this year are getting an 8.7% cost of living adjustment, the biggest in decades, which is fortunate. 40% of boomers said they expected Social Security to be their primary source of retirement income. More than 4 in 10 near retirees in one 2021 survey said that they had started saving more since the pandemic began. However, retirement has been postponed. Millions retired early during the pandemic, but with a tight labor market and rising prices, unretiring is now in vogue. So is extending one's retirement horizon. COVID prompted about a third of Americans to change the age they anticipate retiring, with nearly 40% of respondents in one survey adding 3 to 5 years, and 35% adding nearly a decade of expected work years. Rethinking how we think. We are feeling good, though the divide with others is real. Fears of death has dropped and happiness has risen. Perhaps the most hopeful news 3 years after the start of the pandemic is that older people managed to stay the happiest during those years. Recently, surveys consistently show, compared with younger populations, people 60 plus score more positively on a wide variety of daily emotions. In fact, about 2 in 3 of the oldest adults 80 and older said they are living their best possible life or close to it, compared with just 1 in 5 younger adults, according to recent National Geographic and AARP research. Stress has actually decreased. In a well-publicized study last fall, scores of young adults reported being moodier and more prone to stress during the pandemic. But notably for older people, that just wasn't true. In fact, older people reported getting less neurotic. Quote, I think because older adults have so much more stability in their personality, social support networks, and day-to-day activities, they were disrupted much less than younger people, end quote, says Angelina Sutton, the Florida State University researcher who oversaw the study. However, even after all this upheaval, we remain a country firmly divided. When the nonpartisan Pew Research Center surveyed people in 17 countries, Americans were the most likely to say their society was split along partisan, racial, and ethnic lines. The U.S. also reports more religious division than almost any other country surveyed. And if all this information isn't troubling enough, all the misinformation should be. rumors about unproven miracle cures, claims about dangerous technology lurking in masks, and about the efficacy of vaccines, quote, false information takes us back a step for every step forward, end quote, internist Garosario says, quote, and older people cannot afford that, end quote. This article was written by David Hockman, a contributing editor for AARP, the magazine, who has written cover stories on the pandemic and on climate change for The Bulletin. You have been listening to the AARP Bulletin on OWL Radio. You can listen to OWL Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Liz Etemadi saying goodbye from OWL Radio.